With classes falling apart all around the country, Auburn's is still hanging in strong.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Happy Friday. We're one day away from Auburn versus Texas A&M. Big game, big recruiting weekend. Probably going to be a big crowd. The first SEC home game under the lights of the season. A lot is on the line. I know that the record doesn't show it, but there's a lot to play for this weekend for Auburn, and that's going to be the theme pretty much of the show today. So before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Listen to this coup. Listen to this bonus. You use the coupon code NEXTROUNDBONUS. They're going to give you a 300% bonus on top of your deposit to play in the casino, the online casino. They have all the games that you like, slot machines, all kind of stuff. And then, so you got 300% there. Then, you know, after you win a ton of money with that free play, then you go over to the sports book and have some fun over there. It's all kinds of lines that you can bet. A lot of fun. Got to check it out. Mybookie.ag. A lot of recruiting news yesterday. Holy cow. The number one player in the country, Bryce Underwood, flips his commitment from LSU to Michigan. Really cool video where he was a young kid, and I don't know his background. I don't know if he's from that area originally, but there's a video of him as a young kid where he said he's going to, you know, he's going to go play at Michigan, but he's been committed to LSU for nearly a year. And then there was rumors. He put out some stuff on social media that said he wasn't going to flip, and then he flips to Michigan. And then there's some other crystal balls of predictions of LSU players starting to look like they're going to go elsewhere. You got USC losing commits. And then Alabama obviously is losing some commits too. There's multiple teams across the country. Alabama, it's a stretch to say their class is falling apart, but let's just take those first two, LSU and USC. Not having the seasons that they expected. LSU, I believe, is 6-4. They've lost three in a row. USC's lost several. They've just not been that good at all. And you're seeing their classes sort of explode. You see their classes sort of fall apart. LSU, for a long period of time, was the number one class in the country. And they've fallen all the way out of the top five. And I believe they're going to lose another commit to Michigan. It's their Derek Meadows. It's one of the top wide receivers in the country. I think he's probably going to flip and go to Michigan here pretty soon. So then they're going to fall even further. And then you go to USC, who's had Justice Terry, Isaiah Gibson, Julian Lewis, all of these guys committed at some point in time. And then Julian Lewis, obviously the worst kept secret in the world, finally flips his commitment from USC to Colorado. So those are two teams that are having better seasons than Auburn, but not seasons that are on par with what is expected, and they're not, and unable to hold everything together. It's really crazy. And then let's take Alabama for a second. Alabama's got a really good class. They're the number two class in the country, but they're probably about to lose a five-star offensive lineman to Michigan as well. They're going to drop probably right at or outside of the top five, and they're 10-2. They're 8-2, and in the playoff hunt. How is Auburn doing what they're doing? that's what's crazy. It's unreal that Auburn has been able to do, and Hugh has been able to do what they've done. And not only have the class they have now, but seemingly have some buzz going into the weekend with other like top-rated recruits. You feel like you're in the driver's seat for Nyheim Alford. You feel like you're in the driver's seat to flip Darian Smith, who I think if you watch that kid's huddle and he's playing against some of the best competition in the country, he is a special defensive lineman. I'm way more excited about that kid than maybe anybody of possible additions here pretty quickly. I mean, you're looking at possibly adding some big name guys. You're on the verge of having another massive recruiting weekend with multiple five stars coming on campus. We already did a show earlier in the week. You could have upwards of five or six five stars on campus this weekend. How are they doing what they're doing? I mean, Michigan paid Bryce over $10 million guaranteed or over 4 years. Auburn doesn't have $10 million. Auburn doesn't have $10 million for a high school quarterback. So it's not like they're just overpaying all these kids. Auburn doesn't have endless bank, you know, that's just bankrolling all these kids to continue to stay committed. Now, is Auburn competitive in the NIL space? Absolutely. Absolutely. But not that competitive. That's never going to happen at Auburn. That is never going to happen where Auburn's going to be able to have a $10 million high school freshman quarterback. It's crazy. It's really crazy to think about what they've been able to do. Now, we may look back at this podcast, this particular podcast in 2 weeks and laugh because the class fell apart. I don't think it will. But if it does, there'll be a reason, and we'll talk about it here in just a second. But it's hard not to say that Hugh is one of, if not the best recruiting head coach in the country. I think Dan Lanning is probably the closest thing to him. But, I mean, it's undeniable. I mean, this is the guy that we expected. You know, people said, oh, he can only do it if he cheats. Well, everybody's quote-unquote cheating now, and he's able to sell and keep a class together. First of all, he's able to put a class together last year, a top 10 class in the darkest era of Auburn football, and now he's going to have arguably a better class if they keep everybody together than he had last year with a worse record. It's incredible. It's incredible what he's been able to do. And I think the structure off the field has helped a ton. I think going through that one season and getting finished with it and then saying, okay, I can't do all this by myself. We got to have structure. And I think that structure is what's helping keep the kids committed. You know, once you get a commitment, you look at last year, how many did you lose? Very few, if any, that you really wanted. You going into this year, how many have you really lost that you had to have or that you really wanted? I don't know that, or that there's how many have you lost which was the best player in that position group? I don't think there has been one. You could argue Tyler Lockhart earlier in the year was one of the better linebackers, just depending on what you look at. But then now you have Elijah Melendez. Now you're gonna have to battle to keep him. But man, oh man, the way they've done things, the way they've assembled this class, and it's deep. And then on top of that, the way they're able to seemingly hit on every single one, it's really hard to point to guys that they've brought in since they've been here that are, you know, busts or are not going to be heavy contributors throughout their career as long as they stay at Auburn. I mean, that's why people have hope. That's why people believe that eventually this thing's going to work out, because it's hard to imagine when you assemble this much talent that if you can only correct one or two, you know, critical things, you're not going to be able to have, you know, a lot of success in the future. So with all that being said, the one protection that I have for this podcast not to be thrown in my face is that eventually you got to win. Eventually you have to prove it on the field. You have to prove it to these kids on the field. There will be a point in time, and that point in time could be this weekend. there will be a point in time where your sales pitch, where your the way that you're the what you're selling is going to have to yield a result, or the kids will stop. I mean, they'll stop believing in it. And again, I don't know what that. I don't know how skilled. You know, there's got to be like one of those, like a chart where it's like wins going up, win and recruiting going up, and then they're going to cross paths at some point in time. And I don't know when that time is that those lines are going to cross. Could it be this weekend? Is it next year when you start the year off in the first five games and maybe you're 3-2 or 2-3 through the first five games? Is that when people stop losing faith? I don't know when it is. And again, it could be this weekend. I don't think it will be this weekend, but it could be. At some point in time, you got to win on the field. At some point in time, you've got to take this group of talented children and be able to guide them to win games, no matter how that looks. It doesn't matter if you win pretty. It doesn't matter if you win ugly. It doesn't matter if you win middle of the road. At some point in time, you got to win. You can only sell hope for so long before it just becomes a sales pitch instead of a belief. It's just you got to change. You got to win games. You cannot continue to do what we're doing. And the thing is, I'm not saying anything revolutionary. I'm not saying anything that Hugh doesn't already know. So it's not like I've discovered the wheel here. It's just the facts. It's amazing what they've done so far. If anybody at this point in time off the field, if anybody is complaining about results off the field, that person's really not worth talking to, because they have already made their mind up, and there's no point in discussion. Now, winning part of it is definitely a discussion on when that needs to start happening. And again, I don't know when eventually recruits will start losing faith. I got a feeling based off of the kids lining up the visits and things like that, that you got a little bit longer. But winning would go a long way this weekend, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Go to retirementresults.com/plan and get your custom free portfolio analysis. You do that elsewhere, it's going to cost you at least $1,500. Doesn't matter what you have in place currently. Ford will look into it. Make sure that you're not paying fees that you shouldn't be paying. B, that you're taking advantage of the right products that you need to be taking advantage of. And C, make sure that your dollar's stretching as far as it can possibly go, because you've worked hard to put all this money away. You've worked hard to plan and save. You want it to be working at its maximum level. And Ford Stokes is the guy for that. So tell him we're Eagle. Tell him we sent you. Make a great friend at the same time. It's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Huge opportunity this weekend. I mean, I complained a little bit about the recruiting calendar. Excuse me, the recruiting calendar and how it ends now after the last game. And I think in general, that's tough, but it may actually benefit Auburn this year, because there's not those 3 or 4 weeks after the season where your commits can go on visits, head coaches can come visit your kids, and that time period where it's like vultures swarming. I mean, you got a lot of – I mean, LSU needs a quarterback now. Like, what if they had 3 more weeks to recruit Deuce? You got USC needs a quarterback. Well, no, they got Hassan Longstreet. I apologize. You got Texas A&M that needs a quarterback. What if they had 3 or 4 more weeks to pursue guys? Like, there's a lot of benefit. There is a lot of benefits this particular season. I think it'll hurt in the long run, but there's a huge opportunity this weekend with what little time you have left to really put on a good show for these kids that are coming this weekend. reassure these commitments that, hey, you made the right choice. Look at what we can. We're not that far off. I mean, Vegas doesn't think Auburn's that far off. I think the spread now is still around, you know, 1 or 2 points, depending on what book you get. Texas A&M's kind of limping into the game. We're going to talk about that tomorrow on our Know the Enemy. But they are. They're dinged up. They're kind of limping into the game. A couple of weeks ago, they took a big one on the chin on the road at night at South Carolina. They're sort of, you know, don't really know what you're going to get there. I know they're out their best running back. So what do you expect from them offensively? Defensively, you know what you're going to get. But I think you got a vulnerable top 15 matchup that you got a chance to win under the lights with multiple five stars in attendance. You have the most prime opportunity, which is crazy to think, to even build a bigger buzz around Auburn recruiting. Auburn wins Saturday, and you feel almost like you have a winning record. You know what I mean? Like it would make you feel like you almost have a winning record because you've been able to knock, again, do something you haven't been able to do in a couple of years, and that's knock off a team maybe with a winning record, a Power 5 team with a winning record. I'm not sure that Auburn has one of those wins over the last couple of years. So it would be huge. And again, you never know when those lines are going to cross. You never know when hope and wins are going to, you know, start going the opposite direction. Okay. You never know when that's going to be. So, or losses and hope going the opposite direction, whatever it is, when losses pile up and hope starts dwindling, you never know when that's going to be. Could it be this weekend? Could it be sometime next year? We don't know. But regardless of that, you have a massive opportunity this weekend. And I hope that Auburn's been able to, you know, is able to put together a game plan to knock these guys off. Auburn's seemingly healthy in a lot of places. I know Peyton's a little bit dinged up, but the offensive line seems pretty healthy. The defense is very healthy. Cam Coleman's a lot more healthy than he's been this whole season, and you saw a lot of that last week. Hopefully you found something last week that you can build off of. I know it's going to be difficult, but the opportunity can't be the opportunity in front of these kids can't be accentuated or exaggerated enough. It's big. It's big. So we'll have to see what happens. Regardless, it's really incredible to see what they've done in recruiting so far with very little on-field results. And I hope that they can hold this class together, because if you got these two and a half full classes stacked full of super teens, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for them not to have success unless they're just not able to get the job done. And then we're going to switch right into portal, and you feel like you only have to go get a couple of pieces. This would show a lot towards portal guys as well. It'd show a lot of what they would have to come play with, and the ability to watch these young kids have some success, and then they can come sort of be the missing piece or fill in the missing spot. It would go long way. Huge opportunity this weekend. Let's see if they can take advantage of it. Guys, another great week of shows. We're going to have one tomorrow morning, Know the Enemy. I'll kind of break down the health of this Texas A&M team and what to look for and what matchups to look for. And then we'll have a reaction show after, one way or the other. So really appreciate you guys. Again, another great week. Have a great Friday, and hopefully we'll have a great game day again tomorrow. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. And I guess we'll just catch you next time. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.